听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Thanks for joining us today to study English. My name is Steve. Well, someone, somewhere, made the decision that this year, 2009, would be the International Year of Astronomy. Now, why was this year, 2009, the chosen year? Why not last year or next year? We'll find out the answer in a moment. So look at some key words. The first is astronomy, as in Joe has been fascinated by planets since he was a child, so he majored in astronomy in university. The second word is conception, as in she has no conception of how a business should be run. And finally, the word crater. After the explosion, there was only a crater where the building had once been. Okay, everyone, it's time to get out that old telescope and point it towards the night sky. While you're doing that, follow along in your Studio Classroom magazines. We're on page 14 in the top left side. Join us as we read.
The International Year of Astronomy. The sky's the limit in 2009.Quick, complete this sentence. 2009 is the year of the... Well, yes, it is the year of the ox, but did you know that 2009 is also the year of the telescope? This year, the world celebrates the 400th anniversary of Galileo Galilei's observations of the universe through an astronomical telescope. In 1609,The Italian scientist first pointed a Dutch perspective glass at the night sky and made discoveries that changed mankind's conceptions of the universe. He saw craters and mountains on Earth's moon, several moons circling the planet of Jupiter, and billions of stars in the blackest parts of space.
Hi friends, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. And today we're going to be looking at our history article. It's called The International Year of Astronomy. But before we get started, Chip, could you help us out by telling us what astronomy is?
I think so. It's actually our first word bank word. Astronomy is the study of outer space. So the study of the moon and other planets and the sun.Anything outside the Earth's atmosphere.
And astronomy is so interesting. I love watching television shows about astronomy and learning about astronomy. And our deck reads, The Sky's the Limit in 2009. Now, this is kind of a play on words, but let's focus on the idiom there. The sky's the limit. Chelsea, what does that mean?
Well, this is an idiom that we use that means...There is no limit to what someone or something can achieve. Anything is possible.
That's right. Anything is possible. Well, let's start by asking a question here. And I have a question for both you, Chip and Chelsea.
Okay.
And here you go. Complete this sentence. 2009 is the year of the...
Horse.
Rat. No.
Pig.
Ox. It's the year of the ox, Rachel.
Well, I'll tell you the answer in just a minute, but right now we need to go to Liz with Grammar on the Go to learn a little bit more about this sentence structure.
Hello, friends. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. I'm here at the local shopping mall looking for a telescope. So why am I looking for a telescope? It's the International Year of Astronomy, and to celebrate this occasion...It would be nice to have a telescope, don't you think? So the store I'm supposed to look for is somewhere around here, but that's okay. I'll take care of it later. Let's go ahead and take care of today's grammar tip. The sentence is, quick, complete the sentence. 2009 is the year of the... What's so special about this sentence is that it's a creative way to start an article. Oftentimes, for many language learners, writing is hard enough as it is. And to start a piece of writing with a strong opening sentence is even harder. If you have trouble with your writing, especially with opening sentences, here are some tips you can consider from the opening of today's article. Tip number one, begin with a question that invites the readers to respond immediately. In this case, the writer used a fill-in-the-blank format. Tip number two, if the subject of the article is something that readers aren't too familiar with, begin with a question regarding something that the readers already know. In the case of today's article, the writer begins with a question that allows readers to make an immediate connection to the year of the ox. Tip number three. The writer then continues on by drawing a connection. Well, yes, it is the year of the ox, but did you know that 2009 is also the year of the telescope? So, next time when you're trying to do some creative writing, consider these three tips as you're working on your opening sentence. That's it for now. I'm off to go get myself a telescope. This is Liz signing off with Grammar on the Go. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. Well, yes, Chelsea, you were right. 2009 is the year of the ox, but did you know that 2009 is also the year of the telescope? And that's what we're focusing on today. Now, Chelsea, tell us what a telescope is.
Well, a telescope is an instrument that is used to view very, very small objects. A lot of times we see scientists using telescopes to look at things that are very small.
That's right. It's different from a microscope, which you would use in a laboratory, which you look at things that are very, very small. But a telescope helps us see things that are very, very far away, very, very distant objects, like objects in outer space.
Exactly. And so this is a very special year because this year the world is celebrating the 400th anniversary of Galileo Galilei's observations of the universe through an astronomical telescope. So happy anniversary to the telescope. Now, we see here that he was a scientist, and we know that he was using something called an astronomical telescope. And so it's kind of a big word, but you see the word astronomy in there. So he was using the telescope to look into outer space.
And he was doing this 400 years ago through a Dutch perspective glass. That's one of our more information words. And a perspective glass is an early telescope. And that word perspective is a word that you might know. Perspective is something, it's the way that you see something. So a perspective glass changes the way that you see something.
And when Galileo Galilei looked through this perspective glass, it certainly changed mankind's and his conception of the universe. Conception is another one of our word bank words. A concept is an idea. So a conception is kind of that idea that you have about the world around you, how you see the world.
How we understand the universe. Mm-hmm. And so seeing the universe through this perspective glass or through this early telescope changed our understanding of the universe.
Exactly. And so what did he see when he was looking through this telescope? Well, he saw craters and mountains on Earth's moon, and several moons circling the planet of Jupiter, as well as billions of stars in the blackest parts of space. Wow, he must have been so overwhelmed to look through this and to see things that maybe nobody had ever seen before.
Sure. I mean, we see the moon every night, but if you've ever looked through a telescope to see the moon, you can see that it has many craters. And that's one of our word bank words, craters.
Yes, a crater is just a hole that is on the surface of something, and it's often very large and caused by impact of something else hitting it, and it leaves a big hole.
And it's kind of shaped like a bowl, usually. So if you could see these craters on the moon, I'm sure you would be just as surprised as Galileo was. Well, of course, we have much more to talk about, but right now, we need to take a break and visit Linda and Ken in the chat room. And then we'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the chat room. And we'd like to welcome Linda to the chat room today. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. So, Ken, what should we talk about today?
Well, I noticed the word mankind in our lesson today. Does that mean a kind of person?
Well, actually, mankind means the human race or the total collection of human beings.
So the verb is singular. Mankind is made up of human beings.
Right. And many women prefer humankind. It has the same meaning, the totality of the human race. You can use either one.
I see. Mankind 就是指人类，也可以叫做 the human race. 但是在女性意识抬头之后呢，很多的女性觉得 mankind 这个字歧视女性，因此就越来越多人采用 humankind 来取代 mankind. Anything else?
Well, you see, one field of study in university is called the humanities.
So if you study humanity, you must be studying about humans.
You know, one would think that, but the study is the humanities, and that includes things like philosophy, literature, or art, and not the study of the sciences.
Humanity can also mean the collection of humans.
Yes, it's the same thing as mankind. Another meaning of humanity is the quality of being human. And we think of words like kindness or caring for others.
I see. Humanity 有几个不同的用法，它可以指人类，也可以指人性、人道。比如说 ，He treated the prisoners with humanity. 他人道的对待俘虏。若是要讲 the humanities， 用复数前面加一个定冠词，指的是人文学科，像哲学、文学、不同的语言、美术都是 the humanities。
What about the human society?
You know, I think you mean humane society with an E on the end. That's the society or organization that takes care of animals in a humane way or by using kindness.
I see. 如果是在 human 后面加一个 E, 就变成了另一个字 humane. Humane 表示人道的。The Humane Society 是动物保护协会，动物收容所。
And the humane thing to do right now is take a break. But don't go too far because Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back from the break. My name is Steve, and you are studying here with us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide. Pretty interesting. Astronomy.The study of the stars and planets. It had a deep impact on the way man thought about himself and the universe around him. The Italian Galileo Galilei was a key figure during this time of history. There's another man the International Year of Astronomy wants to celebrate. We'll find out who he is in a moment, but first let's preview the word groundbreaking.As in, the author's groundbreaking work was a nonfiction book about race in America. Okay, let's get back into the reading. We're still on page 14, but now we're on line 3 in the right-hand column. Follow along as we read.
The International Year of Astronomy.Galileo's observations gave mankind the first hint of how awesome the cosmos is. In honor of Galileo's discoveries, the United Nations and the International Astronomical Union have declared 2009 to be the International Year of Astronomy, IYA 2009. IYA 2009 also celebrates the work of Johannes Kepler,a German astronomer who published Astronomia Nova in 1609. The groundbreaking work was the result of a decade of research on the movement of planets in our solar system. Kepler's models, known as Kepler's laws of planetary motion, are still used by astronomers today.
Hello, again, friends. We are back and ready to talk some more about the International Year of the Telescope, which is this year. And we just learned a little bit about Galileo Galilei and some of the discoveries he made when he looked through that first Dutch perspective glass. What were some things he saw, Chip?
Well, 400 years ago, Galileo saw these bowl-shaped craters on the moon's surface. He also, through the telescope, saw some of the moons of Jupiter, which had never been seen before. And he also saw billions of stars that are in the black parts of space.
Wow, it must have just been overwhelming for him to see all of these things much closer than what you can see with your naked eye. So his observations gave mankind the first hint of how awesome the world is, how awesome the cosmos is. Now, our author uses that word cosmos, and I think that's a Greek word, and it's just another word for the universe. Chip and Chelsea, you've probably had that feeling before too, right? When you look up into space and you realize how gigantic it is, and we're so tiny, it's just amazing.
It really is amazing. And when you look up in the night sky and you can see, I mean, you can already see millions of stars just without a telescope. But if you ever look through a telescope into the dark spaces of outer space, you can see even more stars. There are billions and billions of stars out there. We live in a very large cosmos.
And thanks to Galileo, we now know more about those stars than we used to. So in honor of Galileo's discoveries, the United Nations and the International Astronomical Union have declared this year, 2009, to be the International Year of Astronomy. It's also known as IYA 2009.
That's an easier way to remember
it. Much easier.
Yes, IYA 2009. And this also celebrates the work of Johannes Kepler, a German astronomer who published Astronomia Nova in 1609. Maybe you've heard of Kepler. He was also a very famous scientist. And so he's being honored as well. He's being celebrated. He was one of the maybe founding fathers of the study of astronomy.
And that book, Astronomia Nova, was a groundbreaking work or a book. And that's one of our word bank words.
It is one of our word bank words. It is an adjective, and it means something that's brand new. It's never been done before. So this book was the first of its kind.
Okay, it was groundbreaking work, which was the result of a decade of research on the movement of planets in our solar system. So somebody had been spending a lot of time, a decade is 10 years, doing all of this research, and this book was published. It was groundbreaking, and ever since then, Kepler's models are known as Kepler's laws of planetary motion, and they are still in effect. They are still used by astronomers today.
Right. When studying the solar system, and that is one of our more information words, the solar system is the system of planets that circle or orbit our sun. And Kepler's work is still used by people who study the solar system today.
You know, I remember being a very little girl and learning about Kepler's laws of planetary motion, and it helped me memorize the order of the planets, and I can still say them today. It goes Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. There you go.
That's
wow.
Right. Nice job, Chelsea.
Good.
Well, we've all learned something new today, I think. I know I sure have. And right now we're going to watch today's review skit and join us next time as we continue talking about the Year of Astronomy.
Complete this sentence. 2009 is the year of...
coffee.
No.
Computers?
Uh-uh.
Year of the ox.
2009 is the year of the telescope.
Oh.
Galileo invented it 400 years ago.
I see. Well, happy anniversary, telescope.
Galileo looked through his perspective glass and saw craters and planets and billions of stars.
Billions?
His discoveries changed mankind's conceptions of the universe.
Wow, yeah, you know, the cosmos is awesome. Hey, we should honor Galileo's discoveries.
We are. 2009 is the International Year of Astronomy.
Well, that's great.
And the world is also celebrating the work of Johann Kepler.
Wow, wonderful. What did he do?
In 1609, he published a groundbreaking book about the movement of our planets in the solar system.
1609? Wow, that was a long time ago.
Yes, but his laws are still used today.
Well, then let's honor those men. Let's celebrate their accomplishments.
Good idea. Ooh, let's have a holiday. Let's take the day off.
Well, no, let's take the year off.
Ooh, even better. Yeah.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 conception 这个名词。Conception 是指观点或概念。例如 ,people have different conceptions of success. 人们对于成功的定义有不同的概念。或者是 ,he has absolutely no conception of how to run a business. 他对于经营生意完全一点概念都没有。或者是 ,this course provides you with some basic conceptions of Western art history. 这门课程提供大家西方美术史的一些基本概念。接下来我们看的是 crater 这个名词。crater 可以指月球上的环状山，或者是陨石坑、火山口，或者是炮弹造成的坑洞。例如 ,the temperature inside the crater of a volcano is too hot to get near. 火山口里面的温度太高，没有办法接近。或者是 ,the bomb created craters on the walls that are still visible 50 years after the war.炸弹在墙上留下的弹孔，战后经过50年仍然清晰可见。或者是 ,Crater Lake is a popular sightseeing spot located in America. 火山口湖这个地方是美国很热门的旅游景点。最后我们看的是 groundbreaking 这个形容词。ground 是指土地，所以 groundbreaking 把地打开来就是指开创性的。例如This old movie was groundbreaking when it first came out. Today, many directors are still inspired by it. 这部电影发行的时候是一个开创性的作品，到现在许多导演还因为它受到启发。或者是 Newton's groundbreaking theory laid the foundation for modern science. 牛顿开创性的理论奠定了现代科学的基础。And that's all for today's language tips. I'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The International Year of Astronomy. The Sky's the Limit in 2009. Quick, complete this sentence. 2009 is the year of the... Well, yes, it is the year of the ox, but did you know that 2009 is also the year of the telescope? This year, the world celebrates the 400th anniversary of Galileo Galilei's observations of the universe through an astronomical telescope. In 1609, the Italian scientist first pointed a Dutch perspective glass at the night sky and made discoveries that changed mankind's conceptions of the universe. He saw craters and mountains on Earth's moon, several moons circling the planet of Jupiter, and billions of stars in the blackest parts of space.Galileo's observations gave mankind the first hint of how awesome the cosmos is. In honor of Galileo's discoveries, the United Nations and the International Astronomical Union have declared 2009 to be the International Year of Astronomy, IYA 2009. IYA 2009 also celebrates the work of Johannes Kepler,a German astronomer who published Astronomia Nova in 1609. The groundbreaking work was the result of a decade of research on the movement of planets in our solar system. Kepler's models, known as Kepler's laws of planetary motion, are still used by astronomers today.
friends. Let's take advantage of IYA 2009. I think there are a lot of things in the world of astronomy that are worth getting excited about. Just looking up into a clear night sky is an awesome experience. Yes, there's much to celebrate and definitely much more to discover. Come back tomorrow as we continue with the International Year of Astronomy. Until then, we hope you have a great day. Bye-bye, friends.